This is part one of two podcasts that we're going to be praying and discussing video games. It is considered an entertainment and a sport. So the question is whether we should look at the ratings and play it or not. According to a recent survey, by the end of last year, 75% of American households had at least one video game in their home. That makes it very influential, three-fourths of our country. Of course, these games have pros and cons, and we're going to look at some of the statistics to see how far-reaching this form of entertainment covers over the two podcasts. Today, however, we're going to focus our prayers on the Entertainment Software Review Board, the ESRB. They are the ones who rate the games and the categories that they rate them by, as we're going to focus on the top games that are played and what those ratings are, and that's of last year's quarter, 2022. And we're going to look a little bit at the developers of the game and pray for them as well. Okay, so in 2022, 215 million Americans played video games that they know of. That's two-thirds of the population were playing on a smartphone, console, or computer of some kind. The ESRB ratings for games start with EC for early childhood, E, everyone, E or 10 plus, that means anyone, everyone that's 10 and above, T for teens, 13 plus, and M for mature, 17 for adult only, 18 or older, and RP means that the rating is still pending. 49%, even those that are rated E, involve some form of violence. They have eight categories they rate them by: substances, blood and gore, violence, humor, language, nudity, gambling, sexuality. Interesting to note, the ESRB does not play every single video game. They rely on the publishers to submit the extreme content for the board to review. So the majority of the games are rated E. That's like over 70% of them. And so violence still reigns. Computer games dominate. And 70% are rated E. The most popular games at the end of last year: Super Mario Brothers, rated E. Sega, MA-13. Grand Theft Auto, M. Mario Kart, E. Candy Crush, E. Minecraft, 10+. Marvel Spider-Man, T. Spider-Man, T. Words with Friends, E. Super Smash Brothers, T. Angry Birds, E. The Legend of Zelda, 10+. Super Mario Run, EC. Call of Duty, M. Solitaire Mobile, E. Sonic the Hedgehog, E. Mario Kart and Deluxe, E. Madden NFL, E. Mortal Kombat, M. And Sim City, 10+. Now, granted, those are just the top ones, but we're going to start by praying for the ESRB board. So, Father, we come before you and we thank you that you know that creativity is part of who you are. And this is a huge influence, this particular entertainment sport, because there are people who compete in it. But it reaches so many people and it's so many hours. The average person spends 13 plus hours a week. The average person's video gaming of any kind is 33 years old. And there were quite a few under 18, over 26%. So that's a lot of children playing this. So Father, we lift up those that are on the ESRB. We pray that their ratings would be more direct, more honest, more clear, more specific, and healthier, that they would actually play one of the games to rate it and have different people be able to have accountability to each other, not to rely on the ones that are selling the videos to send the content. We also pray, God, that they would raise their standards. We pray for those, for substances. We know in your word, God, that you don't want us to take anything other than that which brings healing, not that which controls. So, Father, we pray that for those video games that promote smoking pot, taking drugs, drinking, getting drunk. We know that your word in Ephesians 5 says, don't be drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you say that debauchery and orgies are not of you. So God, we pray that there would be less games that promote substances. Blood, gore, and violence is the next category. In 1 Peter 3:9, you say, don't repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing. God, we ask that you would help those that are on this board of reviewing and those that are developing, would diminish the amount of blood and gore and violence that is in these games. Hosea 4:2 says, there is only cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. We know, God, that if people are continually watching people hurting each other, and you're participating in the hurting of others, even though it's an animated or a picture of something that looks like it's real, it's still not promoting good. And so, Father, we ask that you would help these developers create things that are less evil. And we pray that less and less sales go out for them, that people can't afford them. We thank you for the next one, humor. We know that a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. However, some people view humor differently and don't necessarily do it by godly standards. In Ephesians 5:4, you say, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. So we pray, God, that the humor that they use would be actually funny and not putting someone down or putting an organization down or making one less than another or racist or any of that or sexual overtones, but that the humor is actually funny, a bit like a sitcom level. Language. In Colossians 3:8, you say we must rid ourselves of all such things, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from our lips. You do not believe in cursing, Lord. And so we pray that you know that that just shows a lack of self-control. So we ask, God, that those who are developing these will diminish the use of cursing. Gambling is also another category. 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils, and through this craving, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Again, we pray, God, that people will not, that these games will not promote gambling. Nudity and sexuality is the last category. You said, among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, any kind of impurity, greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Again, God, we pray for the developers that they will diminish the use of nudity and sexuality, even the way they portray women in these very low-cut, showing the parts of their upper body, that it inappropriately. We pray, God, that that would be diminished in Jesus' name. And we pray for the game developers according to Psalm 11:5. God, you examine both the righteous and the wicked, and you hate those who love violence. So we pray, God, for their salvation and to see less games that have evil in Jesus' name.